Your spiritual transformation can be an exhausting and frightening experience. Many of us hold on to a personal safety net, but the path of liberation can be walked effortlessly. Welcome to The Power of Transformation, Pathway to Enlightenment, with Brigitte Boyer and Saint Germain. Join many divine masters and angels of love and light who are here to help ease the intensity of these times of birthing a new paradigm on Earth. Now here's your host, Brigitte Boyer.
Greetings and welcome to The Power of Transformation. It is with so much love and gratitude that I connect with all of you today again during this weekly radio show. My name is Brigitte Boyer and I will be your host for the next hour. Also with me is Ascended Master Saint Germain, Master of Transformation and Freedom, who will use me as his channel and instrument of the light to speak to you directly during this time as he usually does. If you want to find out more about me and the services I offer, please visit my website at www.lightbridge101.com or go to my Facebook page. You can also connect with me via Twitter or contact me directly by email at info@lightbridge101.com. I also highly recommend signing up for my newsletter on my website to receive channeled messages from the Hierarchy of Light on a regular basis. This is just another way to receive additional support on your journey of transformation and liberation. The music on the show is created by Mike Snyder. To find out more about him, other recorded music and events, or his services in general, please go to his website at www.mikesnydercc.com. That's MikeSnyderCC.com. And now let's go over and begin with the show. What a month it has been. Wow. We prepared for the Vesak Festival. We emptied ourselves out. And it has been rather intense leading up to that full moon. Then we had the great opening, the infusion of that beautiful light that Buddha ushers to all of us, infusing us with a kind of support that allows our consciousness to expand. And here we find ourselves about a week later, feeling a little bit exhausted, maybe feeling a little raw too, feeling concerned about the choices of what we might have made and how it affects us. And looking back at the last few years, we can truly see that our choices have moved us from one place to the next. And there is a sense sometimes, I don't know about you, but I sometimes feel this, wouldn't it be nice sometimes to just be a little ignorant again? Because then you wouldn't have these responsibilities that you sometimes are very conscious of. The responsibility of watching your mind, watching your thoughts, what you say, what you do, which way to go, and how does it benefit everyone else, your actions. Because you realize now that you truly are part of everything. So everything that you do for yourself, you do for others. Every choice you make will not only affect your past, it will affect the past of all of humanity, of Earth as a whole. And we very much realize that this ascension that we are on, this path of enlightenment, means so much more. And so we find ourselves on this path, and we wonder if we want to return. We wonder if we can continue or if it really just becomes too fast-paced, too much information, too much enlightenment, too much opening, too sensitive, too much reacting to all of the feelings around us that are being sent out by the people who might be less awakened. But we can't go back. Deep inside of our heart, we are at the point of no return. We can't close our eyes again. We cannot go back to sleep, no matter how much we might try sometimes. I don't know about you. I sometimes try to be like a normal, average human being, you know, like staying in my pajamas all day long if I can, or going out and having a good time among friends, maybe having something to drink or whatever. But it doesn't really work that way anymore, does it? It's not the way it used to be. There is always that consciousness now that even when you are in a bar, you look around, you help, you support, you run the energy, you transform and transmute discordant energies into love and light. Life is just not that simple anymore. And we find ourselves on this path. And now with this new consciousness that we clearly have, we continue making our choices It doesn't negate, though, that there's also a sense of fear. There's that sense of fear of, what if we made the wrong choice? What if all of this is only an illusion? What if all of what we're doing is such a tiny drop in the ocean and it's really not going to make a difference? We look around, we still see so much devastation, so much sorrow, so many cruel things that humanity is capable of. We wonder, is it really worth it? Because we certainly have gone through a fair share of struggle in our own life. We certainly have walked through valleys of darkness in our own life. And we've heard from the masters that as we do that, as we transform and transmute our own darkness to love and light, we tread a path that others can follow too. And now let's take a look at the Christ. He certainly went through torture and he was put and nailed on the cross. And he too experienced that moment of feeling absolutely alone on the cross, doubting it, being afraid, being so lost and feeling that God had forsaken him. So what we are going through certainly is something that those who have chosen to walk the path of the Christ ones are going through, clearly. We might not be tortured and be nailed to the cross per se, physically, but we certainly have our own cross to carry. And yet for Jesus too, there came that moment, the point of no return, when he was on the cross, when he couldn't move. He had to face his deepest darkness. And the symbolism of being nailed to the cross, I mean, he physically could not move. He was at a point of no return. He made a choice. He believed in God, that God would help him while he's on the cross. And here he's now nailed to the cross and nothing seems to happen. Nothing. And so there is that point of no return. You can't see. You don't know if your choices are taking you where you're hoping they will take you. And yet, here you are. You're still feeling the pain. You're still feeling the doubt. You still are taking one step at a time, feeling blindfolded, not knowing where it's going to take you. Well, then Jesus also went through a deep, deep soul search in the process and accepted his humanness fully and accepted all of the weaknesses that a human has by saying, God forgive them because they don't know what they were doing. But he really said, God forgive us humans because as a human, we really don't know yet what we are doing because we cannot see the greater plan. We can't. It's not possible and it's okay. It's not that we have to see the greater plan. And then he also said, Father, I commit my spirit into your hands. And that was a very important moment. And so when we are on this path and when we have opened ourselves up to this incredible enlightenment that was ushered by Buddha, there will still be the moment of doubt. There still will be the moment where we might feel temporarily disconnected. And we might even wonder what is happening. We've done so much. We've purged. We've released. And yet here we are still at this moment of doubt, this moment of fear, this moment of separation. Why does that keep happening to us? And it keeps happening to us because we still have not fully accepted ourselves. Accepted ourselves as we are, with our strengths, our weaknesses, with that what we call beautiful and with that what we call ugly. And whatever we are fighting about ourselves, it is that part that will still try to force us to pay attention to it. It will stay in our life and it will show its ugly face until we embrace it with love. Until we say to our divine self within ourselves, we accept all, we forgive all, because there are parts of me that don't know what they are doing, but it's okay. But we are moving forward. We are walking the path of enlightenment. We can't turn back anymore. So it's time to also say the part that Jesus said, Father, Mother, God, the divine within me, I surrender. I give you all of me. I give you my body, soul, and spirit. I give all of me to that greater part of myself in trust, in faith. in the knowing that you know the greater plan and you will take me wherever I need to be. And I know I can't turn around, and it's okay. It's safe to continue on this path because it's not about me. It's about something greater than me. It is about thy will through me. So what we are going to experience in the next few weeks, months, and maybe for some of us years, it is continuously to remind ourselves that we are part of something greater. We will witness our ego, our human self coming up, trying to control things, trying to tell us that we are not good enough, trying to judge us, minimize us, keep us limited. But it's at that moment when we can say, God, Source Creator, all that is, Father, Mother, God, the divine within me, to you I commit all of me. To you I give myself in the knowing that you shall provide for me, that you shall support me, that in the name of love, in the name of the Christ, in the name of the most illuminated one, love will always prevail and love will guide us. And it starts with the love towards self, to love all of us, because we cannot turn back. We've passed the point of no return actually already a long time ago. We can only move forward one step at a time. And we will be blindfolded along this path of enlightenment. But the beauty is we are not alone. We have each other. So open yourself up, connect, create communities, gather, find connections, find those who are like-minded, and create a new matrix, a new network of humans that understand that it's safe to surrender to something greater than us. And remind each other that you're worthy of love, of all kinds of love. We are all beautiful and we are all imperfect, but it's our imperfection that actually makes us beautiful. And if one thing this radio show series has taught me, it certainly is to embrace my imperfection. So I hope that you have that experience too, because with a little laughter and a little humor and the willingness to see within your fellow humans just their fear when they lash out and become angry, that it's 99% of the time not about you. It's about their fear, their insecurities, their confusion that they are projecting out onto you. So there's no reason to take this on, but to embrace it, to love yourself, and to take each step as a new beginning. And 2016 certainly is about new beginnings. I just would like for you to take a moment and just put your hand on your heart and really feel who you are, who you choose to be, what you see in yourself, and be willing to accept all of you, because you are at the point of no return, and it doesn't have to be frightening. It is something very beautiful what we are moving towards, and Saint Germain will certainly support you further on the path that you're on. But again, realize that you are truly at a point of no return. So don't try to reach back to what you might call the good old times, because the future will bring you beautiful new adventures, something to be excited about, something to look forward to. So see it as an opportunity to open your heart further to an experience that will be joyful and blissful if you simply allow yourself to surrender to something greater than you. And now is a good moment for me to surrender to something greater than me, to Saint Germain. So I will step back and let Saint Germain talk to you now directly. And we will start with the first piece of music by Mike Snyder, The Awakened Beast. Greetings. I am Saint Germain, and I certainly am not alone here. Right here with me is Jesus the Christ, who is going to work on you directly to open up your heart further to the power that lies within you, the power of creation, the power of love, the power of divine wisdom that is flowing within you, through you, and out into the world. I want you to truly envision yourself being that endless river of divine wisdom. So often do we see you worry about if you're ready and prepared for what is going to come your way. And my answer to you is yes, you are. Because you're not going to face anything in the future alone. We will be right there with you. And we will support you on this path every step of the way. So this particular radio show is to give you the strength to even further surrender to something greater than you. To let this love that is the Christ love, that has nothing to do with Jesus per se, but everything to do with what Jesus stood for, to awaken that within you too. To remind you that within you, you're not only divinity, you're not only an aspect of God, but you too hold the power within you to open up to your Christ itself. The Christ itself that knows when to act and when not to act, that knows when to step forward and when not to step forward, and to allow the natural rhythm of life to take you exactly where you need to be. Be at peace in the knowing that you are being in a lineage of great masters and saints who have walked the path of enlightenment before you. And now you yourself are treading that path. And all of us had to walk it blindfolded. We didn't know what the next day would bring. All we had was our deep love and commitment towards the embodiment of the world that we lived in. The desire to be of greatest service to all in need in some form or way was our driving force to face our darkest fears, to face that what no longer served us, and to transform and transmute it into love and light. So I invite you right now to take a few deep breaths and to allow you once again to enter deep into your own inner shadow world. Just let yourself, so the in-breaths and out-breaths, move deep within your own inner self. Be aware that whenever you receive a powerful infusion, such as Buddha has offered at the Vesak Festival to all who were able and ready and available to receive this energy infusion, there will be a little bit of a struggle within yourself, a struggle between the light and the darkness within you, a struggle between your mind and your heart, between that part that wants to control and that part that wants to surrender. It is in truth that battle of Armageddon that we always talk about that is happening within your own inner self. And you have a choice. You can either participate in this battle, or you can become the observer. You can become the third party, and you can see within your own inner self the parts of you that are afraid to move forward into the light, and the parts of you that are judgmental, that are questioning, why are you not moving forward into the light? Why are you afraid to take the necessary steps of transformation? And so there is that tug of war going on within yourself that is not necessary. And so right now, Jesus the Christ himself is infusing your heart with a pink ray of love. And as you enter your shadow world, you can actually see that hue of pink entering your own inner part as well. And it is like what sometimes it is said as a joke. It is like looking through pink glasses. We want you to put on some pink glasses and look at your life right now. Look at everything that creates friction in your life. Everything that you feel is uncomfortable. And you know that you've made choices to release, choices to be of service, choices to move forward, and yet here these pieces still are almost appearing unmovable, unchangeable, overwhelming. And the reason why they are so overwhelming in your life is not because you haven't made the right choices. It is not because you haven't been committed enough on your past. And it is also not because you think you're turning back to the old ways, because you are truly at the point of no return. You can only move forward. It is because you're still judging part of yourself. You're still judging certain things and therefore keeping them alive. I've talked to you so many times about acceptance and allowance. It is not when you accept and allow that you give up, but you shift the energy, you change the energy, and that is necessary for something to relax enough that it can change and become something else. We always give the metaphor of a hand that you hold in form of a fist. When you hang on to something too strongly, whether it's a belief system or a commitment or anything, energy cannot flow through a fist. It's too tight. But if you loosen up your hand and open it up, then light can flow through it, air can flow through it. And the same with your mind and your heart. I understand, we all understand how much you want to get from here to there, how much you would like to ascend fully into the fifth dimension, how much you would like to release matter, release the limits and the bondage of the third dimension. And yet, this is an opportunity for you to infuse it with love, for you to infuse it with something greater than you, by feeling your alignment with body, soul, and spirit. So at this time, I invite you to very much feel your physical self, to still feel like you have your pink glasses on. Christ is standing right behind you with his hand on your heart. And feel within your body a shift occurring through this love and through your full acceptance of your human self. Just breathe in, breathe out, and accept fully your human self. And as you do this, your heart expands and it can open up the portal to your soul. And as you do that, your soul can expand and open up a doorway to your divine I Am presence. And doing so opens up a tunnel of light that can allow you to reach up, to ascend all the way from your physical self into the loving embrace of your divine I Am presence. And so I invite you to allow yourself to slowly float upwards through the portal you've created into the loving embrace of your divine I Am presence. And in doing so, you can feel and you can sense that as you look back down at your physical body from that position, as you look back upon your life, you can see that there is a lesson there. That the reason why something hasn't shifted and changed is because there is something within yourself that you've been hanging on to that is reflected into your outer world. Something you haven't been willing to release, to let go of. And often it is not necessarily to let go of a physical aspect, like a relationship or something that you own. It is because of your mindset, because of a belief that you carry very close to your heart, that you've allowed to run your life, to control you, that you've made your voice. And this belief system, so the power of love, the power of the violet flame, we are now going to help you to release, to see, to accept, and to integrate back into all that is. Don't judge yourself for that belief system. And if you feel that your divine I Am presence cannot show you that belief, then just look deeper into your life and ask yourself, what is it that you are hanging on to that keeps you in a place of separation? Is it that you're not good enough for a relationship? Is it that your living conditions are not good enough, that you're not having enough money, you're not organized enough, you're not smart enough? Whatever it is, whatever it is about yourself that you believe that keeps you limited, that keeps you separate. Maybe it be something like you will never find the type of love that is fulfilling you. Or maybe you feel that the loves that you have can't last, and so you always question it. You're always afraid of it. Whatever it is, allow it to bubble up to the surface now, as we are going to support you through the power of love, through the power of Christ's love, and through the cosmic violet flame. We are going now to support you by bringing these rays into you and through your divine I Am presence, through your soul portal, into your physical self, so that you can dissolve these belief systems. It might not be immediately, but it will allow you at least to become more aware of these belief systems, so that it will be easier for you when you see it to no longer participate in it, to acknowledge it, to thank it for what it has taught you, and to embrace it with love and integrate it back into all that is. So we will begin this infusion process now. Your job is to stay in alignment with your divine I Am presence and to let the music guide you in surrendering to your divine I Am presence, to the rays that we are bringing through, and simply focus on those beliefs that you still have that keep you separate and limited in some form or way. And it can be as simple as feeling that there is not enough money, there's not enough time, there's not enough of something. And we will begin the process by playing the second piece of music by Mike Snyder, the Energize One piece. Thank you. And now imagine yourself being free of that belief. Look how much further you could expand your consciousness then, and how much more liberated you would be. Because in this moment, you become free of any form of attachments. And you can raise yourself up above the waves of transformation into a balanced and harmonious state of oneness, in the knowing that all is good, all has purpose, all is part of a greater plan. And so we want you to raise yourself up a little further even, to let yourself now be guided by your divine I Am presence into a higher realm, where you're being taken into a sacred chamber, a sacred meeting hall, where often masters and angels alike meet to be in holy communion together and to find ways to support not only those on Earth, but also within the solar system, within the galaxy, within the universe. Because there are many places of transformation. And what happens on Earth affects all. And what happens in other places of the galaxy and this universe also affects all. And here, you're being taken now, right in front of an altar, an ancient altar of the wise ones. And it is here that you're being permitted to express how you foresee yourself in this evolutionary path to be more effective on Earth. But now you've also expressed that potentially at the VSEC Festival. But here now that you're aware of how you see yourself at times limited, how you see yourself at times hindering your own progress, it is now at this altar that you're being reminded by the masters and the angels present alike that you did not simply come to Earth for your own personal ascension process. You've come to Earth to assist in an awakening process of great, great magnitude. And yes, you've taken on some of the belief systems and the karma of humanity as a whole. So as you realize that some of the belief systems you've carried and that have hindered you have not simply been a result of you having mistakes in past lifetimes, but that you've chosen to take them upon you to assist in the healing of a broken heart, the broken heart of humanity, then it will maybe become a little bit easier for you to return to your Earth life and to look upon the life that you've lived up to this point and that you're living right now with a little bit more of a sense of peace and acceptance. Because now you know that all of that, what you're facing, is an opportunity to heal the collective of all on Earth. And so being aware of this now, standing in front of the altar, in front of those who've walked the path of enlightenment before you and in front of the angelic beings that are consistently of service to humanity to help in the healing and awakening process, you have an opportunity to take your rightful place among the brothers and sisters of the Brotherhood of Light and express for one moment your deep, deep desire to be assistance to Earth, to humanity, and how you feel you can receive greater help. And for that, we are now going to play the last piece of music. Thank you. And now as we are returning you to your physical body, as we are slowly bringing you back, you can say with gratitude, thank you to all of the angelic beings and masters that have supported you here at this time. And as I bring you back to your body, go back into your body with more love and acceptance of your past. Don't look back. Don't wonder if you should have, could have, would have, or if something should have been done differently. Just settle this in your physical body and the knowing that you cannot turn back. There's only one way for you to go, and that is continuously out of the darkness into the light, out of limitations into a liberated state of being, out of fear into love, out of separation into oneness. That is your path, and the only path you can walk is through the power of Christ's love within and around you, and through the power of the illuminated mind that Buddha has offered to you at the Vesak Festival. And again, allow yourself to feel that connection with the earth. As I said before, while you're in the sacred chamber, that sacred meeting hall of the masters in the higher realms, you're not on earth simply because you're walking your own individual path of enlightenment. There's so much more at stake. You're playing much more of a greater role than you sometimes can believe or even give yourself credit for. And yet it is exactly that, because you're facing your limitations, because you've allowed yourself to descend into such darkness and are now walking your path out of this darkness into the light, that you can be most effective in supporting humanity as a whole to do the same. Just as Jesus died on the cross and ascended in the process, as instead of just physically dying, ascended into a higher form of consciousness, treading a path so others can follow too. The same with all of us masters. We've walked the ascended path, or the path of ascension, so all of you can follow it too. So the idea is for you to do the same. You tread a path. You shine the light upon their way to guide and direct those who are lost and still asleep to find the courage to open up their eyes. And yes, sometimes it feels overwhelming. But it only feels overwhelming when you forget that you're part of something greater. The moment you remind yourself that you can give it to something, some part in you that is much vaster and has a much greater picture of what is going on around you, then you can let go of control. It really is when you want to control, when you need, when you must, when you have to, that you're in a place of separation. The moment you allow, you accept, you say yes instead of no, an expansion is taking place, an opening. You open your fist to create a palm, to create an open palm with your hand. And the open palm is the part that then can receive the empowerment and enlightenment and love from above. And not even just from above, but from each other. If you're too closed off, how can you even see the love that is right in front of your eyes? Or you can see the friendship that supports you. You can't, because you're too closed up. And so when you now find yourself observing these old belief systems coming up to the surface again, call on Jesus the Christ, call on Buddha, call on myself to support the process of infusing that belief system with love, light, and the power of transformation to create a new belief system in you. The beliefs that you are one with everything. And if you truly accept that you're one with everything, how can any part in your life then be your enemy, or be that what hurts you, then really who's hurting who? Aren't you then just hurting your own self? Are you not then your own enemy? So take away that you're a victim of outer circumstances and take your power back, because within the oneness consciousness, you and everything are an interwoven matrix to experience your divine self, to experience what love, God, all that is, truly is about. And so take one step at a time, as blindfolded as you might be, and have trust and faith that you shall be provided for, that you shall be taken care of, and that the right answers will be given to you at the appropriate time. And we are also getting ready to come to a closing of this new season, of the second season. The next time will be the last radio show of the season. And I will be with you continuously, of course. But in that last show, I will go over the cycle of transformation one more time with much more depth. I will support you further so that it will be easier for you to serve the human shifts of transformation that must take place, even if it seems wrong or uncomfortable or raw or discordant. But sometimes the band-aid needs to be ripped off and the ulcer needs to open and the pus needs to come out. Whatever it is, it must come to the surface to be healed, to be transformed, to be changed. And so don't be afraid of what you witness, but if anything, send love and light into that what creates fear, that is the most powerful tool you can use to bring about consciousness shift, change, and awakening. And yes, there will be always those who are going to represent separation, hate, loneliness, anger, fear. But if they no longer have to bring that message, then they can also begin a new tune, a new voice, a new message in their own life, in their own way. So again, it is the power of love that brings the greatest transformation in the most harmonious way. With that, I'm going to close now. Blessings to you. I'm going to give the word back over to Brigida. But now that my love is with you always, that I am very real, very much with you, and that I'm supporting you on bringing your divine gifts out further into the world to support this essential process that humanity is going through as a whole. Blessings to you. I am Saint Germain, and it is so. Thank you, Saint Germain. That was very beautiful. Thank you, all of you who are listening, for being part of our show again. We know this will help you. This will most definitely help you. You can even listen and re-listen to it every time you have a new consciousness level, and it will be slightly different for you. And you can do that with some of the other shows too. Of course, those who are geared specifically to a festival, it might be different. But there are a lot of radio shows that we recorded that can help you with relationship issues, with how to deal, to prepare for thresholds. So there's a lot there that I invite you to check out. So you can listen to the show and all past shows 24/7 on demand here and on iTunes. In next week's final show of that will complete the second season of The Power of Transformation, Pathway to Enlightenment, Saint Germain will speak in more detail about the natural cycle of transformation experienced through death and rebirths, endings and new beginnings, contraction and expansion, as you continue on your own personal journey of transformation and enlightenment. Saint Germain will not only assist you in handling the upcoming shifts a bit easier, but he will also strengthen your connection to Divine Source for greater support in the days ahead. Once again, if you want to find out more about me and the services I offer, please visit my website at www.lightbridge101.com or go to my Facebook page. And with that, I will close now for today. I can't think of anything else to add. Blessings to all of you. Enjoy the next week. Enjoy the power of love, light, and illumination in your life. And blessings to all of you. I am Brigitte Boyer, and you just listened to The Power of Transformation, Pathway to Enlightenment. Namaste. Peace out. May you be loved far beyond your expectations. And it is so. Amen.
Thank you for joining us on The Power of Transformation, Pathway to Enlightenment. Please tune in again for another edition with your host, Brigitte Boyer, and Saint Germain, along with other divine masters and angels of love and light. Have a good week.